Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Welcome in, everyone, to a Bastards series prediction show. The Red Sox just completed a sweep of the Tampa Bay Rays. They now head back home for a quick 3-game homestand this weekend against the first-place Milwaukee Brewers. I am Jason Kelly. I'm here with Terry Cushman. So let's get right into this 3-game set. Starting on Friday night at 7:10 on Apple TV Plus. So sorry if you don't pay the $9.99 a month, but you're not going to get to see this one. It's Cutter Crawford going up against Bryce Wilson. Terry, who do you like in game one?
Well, I don't like Apple TV. Apple TV sucks. I mean, I had to miss both the Braves games because I'm in the Braves market. So I just feel like I feel like I'm probably going to miss 10 to 15 games a year because of stupid subscriptions. You know, you pay, I think I have to pay $160 for MLB TV, but I'm seeing less and less games every year. So, all right. The matchup on Friday, that's probably the most competitive matchup that there is. Admittedly, I haven't seen much of Bryce Wilson, but he's got a 2.79 ERA on the year. How many starts has he made? I'm just wondering if he's been up all season. Wow, he's only made 12 starts, so he must have been a reliever. 12 games, 6 starts. So at face value here, I have to take Cutter Crawford. It's at home at Fenway. Surprisingly, though, in case I'm wrong, I mean, the Brewers have a pretty good offense. They're 6th in batting average, 4th in on base. In doubles, I think they're up there as well. No, they are not. Where is it? Must be home runs. Home runs, yes, they're 6th. This is a very good offense. And, you know, it's led by guys like Rhys Hoskins. They've got a third baseman I was looking at earlier. His name's Joey Ortiz. That's hitting pretty well. Not so much for... Well, actually, he has hit 5 home runs, but he's hitting .278 with a .382 on base. Christian Yelich also having probably one of his best years in a while. 5 home runs on the season, 18 batted in. He's hitting .306 at a .392 on base. So they've got some guys that can hit. They did lose one of their better offensive players, their catcher, William Contreras. I think he's going to miss the bulk of the season. But Gary Sanchez will be at Fenway with the Brewers. He's basically hitting his normal .225, .303 on base, 6 home runs. So certainly a power threat, has done some damage at Fenway. But In game one, I can't find a good reason to pick against Cutter Crawford, who, you know, doesn't give up a ton of home runs. I think only two or three on the season. And I think he'll navigate this Brewers lineup pretty effectively.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be a test for the Red Sox pitching staff this weekend. The Brewers offense is, I think, a lot better than people expected. Now, you won't have to worry about Rhys Hoskins. He's on the IL for this series. So,
I didn't know he's out.
Yeah, he's out. Yelich just got back, and he picked up right where he left off. So that's been good for them. But, yeah, Crawford's been your 1B to the Tanner Houck 1A. He's been that good this year. And Bryce Wilson, he's got some good numbers, but it doesn't look like he can pitch very deep. He's had a lot of four-inning, four-and-two-thirds kind of outings. He does tend to – the walks get up there on him. So I think if the Red Sox offense kind of shows what they did in Tampa, where they can stay patient, maybe draw a few walks, kind of get that, you know, chain offense going – I think they can get to him. So I like Crawford in this matchup as well. It's really hard to pick against him right now. So I'm going to take the Red Sox in game one too. I just think even though the Brewers offense has been good, I think they are missing some guys right now. And I like the pitching matchup for the Boston Red Sox. I like Crawford better than I do Bryce Wilson. So I'll take the Red Sox in game one. Game two, Saturday, 4:10 in the afternoon, Nick Pivetta going up against Colin Ray. What do you like in that one, Terry?
Well, I got to go with the Red Sox. I mean, Colin Ray, I'm not that familiar with him either. I mean, I don't think many Red Sox fans, myself included, watch a lot of National League Central games outside of the postseason. But Ray had a pretty awful start last time out against Houston. Only lasted 4 1/3, 8 hits, 5 earned runs, walked 4, which is a bit of a concern there. And then just struck out 5. He's not a big strikeout guy. He did have a good start against the Pittsburgh Pirates, but many teams do. So Nick Pivetta is back in form, looked really good in his last outing. I think he went, 6 innings. We had a decent enough lead, so we didn't have to stretch him out. And I don't think they'd want to mess with that, with, you know, coming off of a forearm strain. But he struck out 8, and I want to say he might have only allowed 1 base runner, if I'm not mistaken. But it was a pretty dominant outing by Pivetta. And unless he just kind of, you know, unless he starts battling himself out there, which we haven't really seen in quite some time, I think the Red Sox will cruise through game two with a win.
I like the Red Sox in game two as well. Colin Ray is susceptible to the long ball. He's going to have 7 homers in his 9 starts. So I could see Devers taking him deep. I could see if Tyler O'Neill is back in there, him kind of stepping into one. Ray's a, you know, he's a veteran kind of journeyman guy, 33 years old. His last couple of starts have been brutal. He's only had 1 good start in his last 5, which oddly enough was against the Tampa Bay Rays. And we've seen how their offense can kind of go pretty cold at random times. So I'm not going to put a ton of stock into that. Nick Pivetta looks like his old self since coming back from the IL. And I like the way the Red Sox are playing right now. I think that they're full of confidence. They should be. They just swept a big time AL East rival. They're heading back home. They're facing a team that I think is still trying to shuffle its way through. They're getting guys back from the IL, and then they put like 2 more guys on it. You know, it's that Milwaukee can never seem to have consistent health and a consistent lineup. So I like the Red Sox in game two. I think Pivetta will do his part. He'll shut down most of that lineup, and I think he'll still probably give up a few runs. I think Yelich and them will give him some trouble, but I think the Red Sox will give Colin Ray more trouble. So I'll take Boston in game two as well. So with that, we'll get to the series finale Sunday afternoon at 1:35. Tanner Houck is going for the Red Sox. No listed starter for the Brewers. This probably would have been Joe Ross's spot. He just went on the IL, so looks like it'll be a bullpen game for Milwaukee. So, Terry, who do you like in the finale?
I don't know how I can really pick against Tanner Houck. Bullpen games are uncomfortable. You don't really get a second look at a guy, you know. I mean, with Taj Bradley in the Rays series, I said in the previous episode, he struck out 8 of the first 9 at bats, or the 8 of the first 9 batters, I should say. And clearly the Red Sox made an adjustment, because that second time through, they started raking. So they're not going to have that benefit, you know, in a bullpen game against the Brewers. Now, I don't know if this is a good news or bad news thing, but Craig Counsell, who was like a bullpen wizard, you know, I don't know outside of Kevin Cash if there's any manager in MLB that has done more bullpen games, you know, besides Cash and Counsell. So we'll see what happens. You know, Pat Murphy has done a great job. He basically got promoted to the manager position after being the bench coach for a little while. And so he's certainly going to have his hands full, and it'll be an interesting game to watch. But at face value, it's hard to pick against Tanner Houck. If it ends up being a low-scoring game, maybe the Brewers can steal it. But I can't. In all of these matchups, first two are against righties, and so you're going to have all your best hitters in the lineup. You're going to have Duran and Abreu hitting first and second. I don't know how it's going to go game three, but I'm not picking against Tanner Houck.
Neither am I. I got the Red Sox taking game three as well. I got them going for the sweep, which, you know, my record betting, or, you know, guessing a sweep has not been great so far this year. But like I said at the start, I think you're catching Milwaukee at a good time. They're missing a lot of guys on the IL right now. If they are going to do a bullpen game on Sunday, like I said, Bryce Wilson hasn't gone deep into games. If you can get to him early on Friday, get that bullpen activated going Friday, and then, you know, kind of wear them out, they may not have much left for Sunday. They may be doing a, you know, a random call up, you know, overnight on Saturday, something like that. So I like the Red Sox chances for that reason alone. And then you combine that with the fact that it's Tanner Houck going. I don't know how you can bet against him right now. He's just absolutely on fire. He is facing a tough offense. Milwaukee does have a better offense than he's been facing lately, but it's hard to bet against him. And I think the Red Sox offense will do enough. I think they'll do enough to score enough runs. Again, like you said, even if it's only three, you know, if they put up three runs, might be all you need, you know? And if you can kind of get your bullpen a little more rested the first two games, then, you know, how it goes six, you bridge it from there. And hopefully Kenley doesn't blow it in the ninth, and you're good. So I like the Red Sox taking the finale, and I like them taking the whole series for a sweep.
You got your three best starters.
Right.
So the bullpen shouldn't be a problem. Like, something awful will have happened to one of them if the bullpen is taxed for any reason. The Brewers have only won 4 of their last 10, so perhaps we're catching them at the right time. I know Contreras has been out. I was unaware that Hoskins was out, but having said that, they are 16-12 on the road. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be an interesting series. And the Brewers, I mean, they've been defying the odds all year. You lose Corbin Burns via a trade. You don't have Woodruff all year. It wasn't a team that I thought would be a major factor going down the stretch, but we'll see.
Yep, absolutely. So we'll see if we're correct on those picks. Hopefully it's another successful series for the Red Sox heading back home. But yeah, should be good one this weekend. So with that, we'll call it there. Keep an eye out for our Clown Takes episode that's coming your way Friday morning. That will get you ready for this Brewers series. We've got some Garrett Whitlock talk, and we've got some quote-unquote Big Three talk. and who exactly is the big three of the Red Sox. So should be some interesting discussions there. So keep an eye out for that. And then the weekend crew will have you guys Monday morning. They'll recap this Milwaukee Brewers series. So everyone enjoy it. Have a good Memorial Day weekend, and we will talk to you later. Take care.
Class is now in session. And the UPS store is here to help you ace arriving on campus. Our certified packing experts can pack everything you need, from desktops to decor. Plus, when you pack and ship with us, you get our exclusive pack and ship guarantee. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Restrictions and limitations apply. To get a 20% off packing coupon and for full details, visit theupsstore.com/packing.